Jen, we wake up to yet another disaster in Bangladesh. This time the country's worst ever occupational accident. 275 workers have been recovered from a factory that's collapsed, working in the notoriously unsafe garment industry for many well-known retail giants.
Yeah, this is really, really awful. A really harrowing story, and the details of which are still unfolding within the news. We're hearing about some of the really dreadful rescue stories and people coming out and people not coming out alive, and 275, I suppose we can think of as a number, but these are people, these are families, men, women, young people. It's tragic, really tragic, and not uncommon. We're hearing more and more stories like this coming up.
Sure. I mean, according to some of the reports out today, deep cracks in the walls of the factory basically compelled police to order it to be evacuated a day before it collapsed. However, obviously, the factory's base there ignored that order and kept more than 2,000 people working. I mean, it's almost unimaginable to think that that could happen.
Yeah, I've heard those reports as well, that they had prior warning of the building being structurally unsound and for whatever reason chose to ignore those warnings. I suppose one could only speculate, but we would imagine things like the cost of shutting down over the chance of keeping going and the productivity and the economic drivers and pressures that maybe they stayed open.
Yeah, I mean, it's often too easy for countries such as ours, with, you know, with better safety records, better safety systems in place, to, you know, to crow about the need for change. You know, whether it's countries or whether it's indeed the companies who operate out there in developing countries. But really, what practical help could we offer, or IOSH offer, in the way of helping preventing disasters such as these?
There's a lot we can do. There's a lot we can do through our members, and there is a lot we are already doing. We've got a fabulous network of members in the UK and internationally doing some really, really amazing things. We at IOSH fund research. We've done some recent research into the supply chain, which we could perhaps argue in this case about what we're talking about in Bangladesh, looks at what we need to expect from the supply chain in terms of levels and standards of health and safety in that tendering process. It's probably pertinent for me to mention that at the moment we're working on developing a relationship with the Fair Labour Organisation, and that's done through one of our members. The relationship was put forward by Dr. David Gold, who's a chartered member of IOSH, and we're looking to develop some kind of training resource to go and into the factories in India and provide fire awareness training to the supervisors or the shop floor managers within these factories to raise awareness of the dangers and the hazards of fire, keeping the fire exits open, combustibles, etc., etc. This really basic standard stuff that's just not there. And I think the key thing is in the supply chain, because it is the backing of the big companies that commission their work out there, that if they demand these standards, that things will improve. I know there are cost implications, but as IOSH, we are a charity, and it's part of our charitable aims that we do increase the health and safety of the working lives of people all over the world. It's our ethical responsibility, and this is work that we're really involved in at the moment.
Now, finally, the Bangladeshi Home Minister, I think on visiting the scene, told reporters that the building had violated construction codes, which I think we know, and that the culprits would be punished, I think, as he said, as a quote. You know, considering that other tragedies have happened recently, and this isn't obviously just a one-off, how important is it for a crackdown on these operations?
It's extremely important, but I think we've got to think about the scale on which this is happening and how that could possibly be enforced. We grapple at the moment over our own HSE cutting back on proactive inspections. I mean, you think about the garment industry in India, the scale is magnified so much. But we are looking at things like whether enforcement is the way into it. But I think it's more fundamental than that. I think we have to go in at the basic level of education and start to improve the knowledge and awareness of occupational safety and health issues right from the grassroots.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time talking to us today, Jen.
Thanks, Sean.